This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is PJ Hrabowski. She is the music director for KUAF, also the host of Film Score Friday, every Friday from 10 until noon. And on Thursday, she comes into the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to give us just a preview of what's on tomorrow's Film Score Friday. Welcome.
Thank you, Kyle.
That was a long introduction to say welcome back to the studio. One of the movies, you've done a great job lately of picking out movies that kind of shaped, for better or worse, my childhood. We talked about The Maltese Falcon last week, and now The Thing.
Which scared the hoo-ha out of me as a child. I don't know about you.
And we're talking the first one, not John Carpenter's remake.
No, the 1951 version. In 1951, Kyle, and I'm sure you know this, there were two definitive science fiction films that were released that defined both ends of the sci-fi spectrum, the optimistic heights and the paranoid lows.
Well, the paranoid lows would be The Thing from Another World.
Right.
The optimistic highs from 1951 is that The Day the Earth Stood Still.
That's right. The Day the Earth Stood Still, that's that is optimistic, paranoia. Thing from Another World. Same year, which is kind of ironic in a way.
Could have been a double feature at the drive-in.
Yeah, yeah. And let's start with the paranoia and go to the optimistic.
Okay.
Okay, now it's based on a 1930... We're talking about The Thing now.
Right.
It's based on a 1938 short story titled Who Goes There? By John W. Campbell Jr., who was the editor of the pulp magazine Astounding Science Fiction. Now, the story opens in the book with researchers at a remote base in Antarctica who uncover an extraterrestrial creature that's been frozen in ice for 20 million years. How they figured out it was 20 million years, I have no idea, but who cares? It accidentally thaws, and as you know, in the movie, The Thing, it's because an electric blanket gets too close. I don't know how it thaws accidentally in the short story, but it starts killing members of this group. Now, the problem is it's able to take on shapes of humans and animals. We call those shapeshifters now, but they didn't have it's taking on shapes of humans and animals. Okay. Well, now, director Howard Hawks read this story while he was making the movie I Was a Male War Bride with Cary Grant and a young actor named Kenneth Toby. Well, Hawks really liked Toby, and RKO was ready for Hawks to get rolling on another film. And so he was planning on directing The Big Sky with John Wayne and Montgomery Clift, but Montgomery Clift had he was under contract with another movie at the time, so Hawks decided on The Thing. But then he thought, you know what? I don't think I'm going to direct. I think I'm going to produce this one instead. So the director instead would be Christian Nyby, who had been a film editor until this time. The film's version differed a little bit from the story. It was moved from Antarctica to Alaska, and the original alien had three eyes, rubbery blue skin, and tentacles emerging from its head. Well, in the movie, we have 6'7", James Arness.
Not yet Matt Dillon on television.
No, but James Arness, dressed in a very simple jumpsuit with green makeup, and then he had these horny protrusions emerging from the back of his knuckles. Now, Arness never liked to talk about his role as The Thing.
Really?
I don't know why.
Huh.
It was known to most during the time of the Cold War that The Thing was actually a metaphor for the battle against communists in our ranks. And you know what? I never knew that.
First saw when I was 8 or 9, it just seemed like an extraterrestrial tall guy to me.
Yeah, yeah. I just chose to be very afraid.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody asked me to get under my desk.
Right.
Okay. Now, Dmitry Chomkin was the film score composer, and he was born of Jewish parents in Russia and then educated at the St. Petersburg Conservatory in Russia, where he studied under Alexander Glazunov, great composer. He left Russia in 1924 and moved to Berlin and took piano lessons from Busoni. Well, then he immigrated to the U.S. in 1925 and moved to Hollywood in 1930 with his wife, Albertina Rasch, who was a very famous dancer. And then he became a U.S. citizen in 1937. Just a little background about Chomkin. He started scoring movies like Frank Capra's Lost Horizon, It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And he also wrote the score for the classic Western High Noon.
Hmm.
Dmitry Tiomkin scored The Thing while it was being shot, which allowed him to compose his cues in the order that they would appear in the film. I don't know. It seems like it would be a lot easier to do that way.
I would think, although it would perhaps take longer. I don't know.
I don't know, but now it's just all over the place. Now, his score was being written at the same time exactly that Bernard Herrmann's groundbreaking score for The Day the Earth Stood Still was being composed. And the two works are now considered to be two of the most cutting-edge sci-fi film scores ever created. Now, if you can remember this, the score opens over the RKO logo with this burst of militaristic patriotism, along with this throbbing, menacing low brass for the outer space monster, while the film's title seems to burn its way through the screen. After the opening credits, Tiomkin supplies the underscore, which is the music you hear like under conversation and stuff, but only for scenes in which the monster is present or its presence is implied. Then you don't hear much music until the crew actually travels to the site of the flying saucer crash. Now we call them UFOs. Back then they were flying saucers. Well, now Tiomkin continues the score of the monster's fight with the station snow dogs. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And he maintains a swirling storm texture with kind of the throbbing theremin and brass attacks for the monster. So anytime you hear that, you know the monster's, you know, around. Remember the greenhouse?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, remember the greenhouse, you know, the pod-like offspring that are discovered in the greenhouse. Tiomkin uses a Morse code-like pulse of alarm that's transmitted through the piece. And I never really noticed that before until I started reading about it, and I thought, oh, it's right there, but you feel it.
Music from The Thing and the composer Dmitry Tiomkin. That's T-I-O-M-K-I-N, Tiomkin. That's just one of the film scores we'll hear tomorrow on Film Score Friday. What else?
Well, we have The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Peter Pan, Hawaii, Master and Commander, Little Princess, and The Missing.
Film Score Friday tomorrow from 10 until noon. Peach, thanks.
Thanks, Kyle.